Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
As again, I would like to talk about my music because that's the most important thing to my. You know, I really love to create. Create. You know, it's about coming up with ideas. I got some good songs to create, especially what I experience from people around me, you know. I wrote a song called, you know, The Allegation of Legal Voyeurism. I wrote my experiences with bad experiences, living on the street, and my childhood called trauma. When I was, you know, traumas from the childhood. And Outcast, and then I wrote Tragedy's Not What I Am, because I was writing from real experiences with people who I met and what I experienced. So it's some good songs to write about. But, you know, that's the songwriting side. Songwriting, I should have been more aware. I felt, well, the music business is like a song that can sell. You know, I was writing from the heart. I wish I was more aware of that when I was younger. I try to be a variety in songwriting. But there's another thing with songwriting is producing. Producing is putting the song together, which I became very equipped to, you know, arranging how the song is, you know, with rock songs, before we do anything, jamming or recording, I have to, you know, where the guitar goes and where the, you know, where the singer sings and where the, you know, the guitar solo goes, and then where all the instruments play and the singer sings, and then where, you know, that's part of the arrangement and the producing. It's, you know, my first experience is that when I started writing a song, I couldn't even write nothing. I didn't know how to write anything. It was very hard. I still have to progress in my songwriting because it takes a lot of practice. And then what happened was is I went to a recording studio like a year or two later, and I had a bunch of yellow paper with lyrics on it. And I didn't know anything about, all I knew about was writing a song with the lyrics, the voice, creating a melody, and I didn't know anything else. But playing a keyboard and using instruments, even a tambourine, or even a pen or object to create a sound, is part of the crew can make the music. It's so important to create. But the problem is making a living at it, you know, not getting, you know, recognized. That's, you know, that's the hard part. That's the lucky part, you know, and trying to get, you know, what I had to do, die for it, jump off a cliff, which I practically did, but I didn't jump off two cliffs, you know. I had enough issues as a child already, so I guess I, you know, and I was homeless, so it was perpetually, maybe I suffered so much damage mentally from those experiences, but I'm not going to go, I had to get a final place to live, you know, I had to, so I couldn't live in West Hollywood too much because it was too expensive, but they didn't want me as a, you know, get a move to an apartment with three other people. You know, it was too difficult. So I'm not going to go and live on the street. I heard those horror stories, you know, people actually made it and lived in abandoned buildings and stuff like that, and I did go through that. But when I found the place, I had to, you know, I written, you know, like in my biography, I was homeless briefly. When I say briefly, it wasn't me. It may be perceived as like I was on homeless for a month or two or 6 months. That's not true. I was homeless in and off for 3 or 4 or 5 years till I found my first apartment. And yeah, I was messed up being a struggling artist in Hollywood, you know. So when I say briefly, I mean it's a few years, 3, 4, 5 years. It didn't mess me up physically. I already had all these health issues, and I had trauma to deal with, you know, mental trauma. So I wrote the song, Trauma. You know, I had to get it out of my system. But the industry didn't like it. Perhaps they didn't think it was commercial enough. I was like, okay. But at the same time, which I wasn't aware, because I was homeless. I didn't know what was going on until like 3, 4 years later, that people were writing the same thing and were very famous, like Nirvana, Pearl Jam. You know, I was writing those rock songs. They were so similar. It was, I mean, they were writing about trauma. I mean, sad but meaningful music. So you could put me in a grunge category in that sense. At that time, I mean, I was writing, you know, they were writing similar stuff. But I just didn't have the luck. The rock labels rejected me. Maybe I should have wrote a love song, but it wasn't where my head was. I wrote from the heart. I should have written, you know, perhaps I should have written from an industry standpoint. You got, and to get in this industry, music industry, you have to write something that can connect to people. And, yeah, something that will sell. I wasn't aware of that. Here it goes. Songs and Beyond. But that was rock label. I thought, this is what I was thinking at the time. You know, I've written that song. I've written that song. So, you know, it was good enough because a lot of rock music was writing about ambition, was writing about trauma and stuff, and it was considered commercial. From what I've heard, they did what they wanted, you know, Black Sabbath or GNR or some of Motley Crue stuff or who else, you know, in the 70s and 80s, 90s or whatever, or 2000. I mean, they're writing sad but meaningful stuff. I mean, deep stuff. And I thought that was good commercially the way it was. But the rock label said no. They said no to me. So my songwriting developed, and I started to experiment, because I love pop music. I sure do. Here's another one that I've written, you know, and I performed these on stage in the Sunset Strip. I did several times. Ignored. But somebody said I blew them away. They did say I blew them away because I was doing all those long notes. I was doing so many long notes and screaming on stage. So nobody cared for my music. And, you know, it was really sad because I really wanted to make it. I really wanted to make it. Here's another song I experienced struggle. Believe me, if that song I did not release, Struggle, I probably will release it within maybe next 6 months, perhaps not. I don't know. I was listening to it and something was wrong with the audio. I mean, whatever. It was rejected by these hard rock labels, you know, the rock departments of the labels rejected them, you know. It just wasn't commercial enough, but it sounded just as commercial as any of those rock bands that were playing at the time, and you know, and they didn't even consider me even credible, you know, and I was very frustrated, just like, you know. And the only thing that I got noticed for was just writing a little song, and they put me on BMI at the time, and it was so hard, you know, Sunset Strip, tall guy like me, or short guy like me, whatever. Trying to make a song, trying to make it, you know, Sunset Boulevard, BMI. They're not there no more. Yeah, I can see why, you know, things change. But still, you know, my music is so important. And it's about making my dream come true. So it progressed, and I made all those, you know, pop, rock. It's a mixture of everything. And here's the latest song. I don't know. I did so many songs. I released so many albums the last 8 years. And I'll say, I don't know. I may release a single on my own or whatever, but I don't know. But one thing is sure, it's about the Hollywood dream.